Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, and welcome to Doing Relationships Right. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit look at all things relationships. The good, the not-so-good, and the what-the-hell-was-that. No worries, I've gotcha, and we'll figure it all out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Relationships Right. Are you frustrated with online dating? Confused by all the new apps and fancy dating sites? Do you find yourself choosing the wrong person again and again? Well, studies show that hiring a dating coach can maximize your online dating experience. So no worries, I've got you. And I've created a virtual course called Doing Dating Right. It's a 5-video series that you can complete at your own pace in your own space, right at home. How to write your online dating bio, pick that perfect picture, and so much more. Want more info? Go to my website at jenniferhurwitz.com. Again, it's jenniferhurwitz.com. Hello, hello. Good morning. Good morning. This is Doing Relationships Right. It's a Just Jen Friday. I'm going to jump right in. This episode is going to be all about what makes a woman sexy, sexy, sexy. So I asked a group of men. I sure did. I did some research. I reached out to my boys, and they were talking, and I was listening and taking notes on this one. What makes a woman sexy, you guys? I think you're going to be surprised by a couple of these. Men think women are sexy for all kinds of reasons, and it's not just what you think. It's just not your typical everyday sex appeal, sexy things that make women sexy. It's some good stuff here. I've got some good ones. So the first one that really surprised me, or not really surprised me, was the amount of makeup on their face. Yes, yes, yes. Au naturel. Women that are just as pretty or just as confident without all that crap on their face. No shaming. No shaming here. I'm not going to shame. I love makeup. I'm a big fan of makeup. As you can see, I'm wearing makeup right now if you're watching. But if you can look just as good or just be as just as confident without that shit on your face as you can with that crap on your face, that lovely crap that we all love, that makeup stuff, which I'm a product whore. So as you can see, if you can look, I've got all my glosses here, about 12,000 of them. If you can look as good sans makeup as you can with it, that's sexy. Guys think that's sexy. So if you can go to bed, wash your face, and get in next to your man and cuddle up, and he thinks you're just as hot, men think that's sexy. Natural beauty is sexy to a man. Number two, motivation, drive, motivation, grit. Men don't care what you do as long as you're doing something. I got that from the boys. As long as you are doing something, not just sitting on your ass, if you're taking care of the kids, if you are loving what you do, that's extra bonus points. But as long as you are doing something and you're owning your shit and you're a girl boss at it, men find that sexy. If you have an end game or you have a goal in mind, that's even sexier. So extra bonus sexy points for having a goal or an end game. But guys like a woman who is driven and motivated and, you know, they think that's hot. And you know what? I think that's hot in a guy too. So I don't know. I don't have a problem with that one. I think that's sexy is all get out when a guy is motivated and has something that's driving him, that is not just complacent and sitting on his butt all day long, you know? That he's got something good going on, and he gets up every day and he jumps out of bed and he says, I'm going to seize the world, seize the day, carpe diem. That's all I have to say. So that was sexy for men. They thought that was sexy in women as well. The third one is to love the skin you're in. Men love confident women that are confident in the bedroom, no matter their scars, their stretch marks, their belly fat, their tushes, whether they're big, they're small, their boobs, they're big, they don't care. Men don't care what you really look like as long as you like what you look like. If you own what you've got, men think that's hot. Oh, look, it's a little poem. If you own what you've got, men think it's hot. You know, it's just about how you carry yourself and your self-esteem and your self-image, how you feel about your body. It turns men on. So if you get in the bedroom and you strip down naked and you jump into bed and you turn the lights on and you're like, I got this. Look, that's hot, guys. We don't care. You know, men don't care what you, they don't really care about your extra wiggly jiggly stuff. As long as you don't care. If you get in bed and you're like, oh my God, turn the lights off. I don't like these, no, own it. So what? You've got some stretch marks. If you had kids, you have stretch marks. If you have kids, you have saggy tits if you nursed them. Who cares? Just get in there and have fun and enjoy yourself and be confident. Because confidence is sexy. We all know this. And men like, they like girls who own their shit. So you got it going on. The next one that I got from guys, don't take yourself so seriously. Don't take yourself so, it says you can be a dork. Men like dorks. I think a lot of men think that women that are like, you know, quirky and dorky, that they're silly and they don't take themselves to look at. You know, I fall over putting on a pair of panties, for Christ's sake. So you know what? I don't take myself so seriously. I wouldn't, if I took myself so seriously, do you think I'd be sitting here talking about my saggy boobs? No, I wouldn't. So you know what? I think men think that women that can laugh, laugh at themselves and are self-deprecating, I think they think it's funny. And they do, because they've told me that they think it's sexy to not take yourself so damn seriously. Life is too short. As a relationship expert, I know a little something about doing relationships right and how important it is to maintain intimacy without feeling anxiety or shame. Research shows that one of the leading causes of divorce is lack of affection and attention. Well, no worries, I've got you. I have discovered Promescent to help alleviate intimacy issues and help build a healthy romantic connection with your partner. Grab all your sexual wellness needs in one convenient spot. Over 2,000 healthcare professionals recommend it, and clinical studies prove that it works. Promescent.com has something for everyone. Delay spray to help men last longer in bed. Arousal gel for women to enhance sexual pleasure. And VitaFlux for men and women. It's a supplement that boosts libido and sexual functioning. I love it all. Look, I could go on for days, but you have to go see for yourself. So check it out. Promescent.com with free, discreet shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? Go on. It's Promescent.com. That's Promescent.com. Which leads me to my next one. They like women who can carry a conversation, have a little street smart and book smart. So maybe you can't, you're not Mensa, okay, which I'm clearly not Mensa, but you know where Australia is on a map. I have a really hard time with geographical things. I don't even know where half the world is, but who cares? Okay, I can tell the difference between a virus and a bacteria. A lot of people can't. Do you know the difference between a virus and a bacteria? I do. Okay. So like, it depends what your wheelhouse is. I'm not so great at finding like the states, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure where this one is or that one is or whatever, where Pakistan or Squan or whatever. But I know that there are certain, I know what a mitochondria is. Do you? The powerhouse of the cell. Look at that. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. How smart am I today? So they like a smart cookie, which I think is sexy too. I think a smart guy is sexy. I do. I'm going to tell you the truth. I think a smart, motivated man. Whew. Oh, I'm getting close here. Getting close to my 10 minutes. Anyway, and then here's another one that I found very interesting. This is true. Men like a woman that owns the room, that has a walk, that can walk the walk. She can walk, she can saunter, the way you walk down the street, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk into a room. A woman who walks into the room with her head down and kind of like just like, you know, finds her seat and it's all quiet and, oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's not hot. That's not hot, girls. Tits up. Tits up, ladies. Shoulders back, head held high. You walk in the room and you own it. That's sexy to a guy, okay? Men think that that's sexy. Now, the men who don't think that's sexy, they're probably like, eh. They don't want a competition. Men who think that you know, mousy, quiet, insecure women are hot, they don't want the competition. But men who like that woman who's just like shows up, gets her shit together, got it all on, turns in, walks. Look, we can't all be, you know, whatever, Charlize Theron. Oh, I love that woman. We can't all be like, you know, hot as hell. Who cares? But it's the way you, your perception of who you are. If you think that you're hot shit, look, sometimes, you know, the Superman pose, super, if you could watch it, you should watch this one today because I'm doing all these poses for you. Tits up, Maisel. What's her name? You know, Mrs. Maisel. But the Superman pose is actually, this is actually a real thing. This is, research shows, if you put your hands on your hips, your chin up, and you look up at the sky before you go on stage or you do something really important or you give a speech or you walk into a room, hands on your hips, tits up, chest up, and you stand with your feet apart in the Superman stance for, and you breathe in and you breathe out for about a minute and you say to yourself, I've got this. Your Superman pose. I do it. I actually do before I do a podcast or before I do, before I walk on stage, I do the Superman pose and I say, hold it. Jennifer, you've got this. Yes, you do. You walk into the room and you say, I'm the shit. Beyonce. What is her? She's Sasha Fierce. I think that's her name, her stage name. My stage name is Jennifer. I made that up. Jennifer something. I'm going to make one up. Make up your own stage name. Men think that's sexy, I think, and that's what they told me. So I'm sticking to it. Anyway, so that's my podcast for the day. I can't speak. I can never speak. I get so excited on these things. That's my podcast for the day on what men think is sexy. That's right, and I'm sticking to it. That is right. Anywho, hope you have a fabulous day. And if you haven't listened yet to the ad that is running, I thought that sexy would go great with Promescent. So yeah, I'm sponsoring. My sponsor today on the podcast for Just Jen is Promescent.com. I've tried their wipes. They're sexy, sexy. After sex wipes, like you wipe between sex, after sex, before sex. I keep them in my purse for when I get a little, you know, unfresh or fresh or whatever. I keep talking about this, but I love them. I keep them in my purse and, you know, like little freshening wipes. Fabulous. I also use the massage oil. They have a lavender. They have a nice scent. You guys should try Promescent.com. They have delay spray. They have, which is to hold an erection longer. We haven't tried that yet because my guy doesn't need that yet, but no shame in your game if you do. Delay spray and, oh my God, they have so many products. Vitaflux vitamins I haven't tried yet. I mean, I have a whole box of this stuff. Unbelievable products. Promescent.com. Go try it. Go check it out. I'm going to buy a couple things that I'm keeping hush-hush about. I'm going to try them. I'm going to get back to you. I do like the wipes a lot. They have like this really nice scent that's not too, it's like good for your vagina. Keeps your pH balanced, which I approve of for my vajayjay. Anywho, that's it. So yeah, promescent.com, go check it out. And that's that. That's that, everybody. Have a fabulous day and go be sexy. Find your sexy name, your sexy self. And that's it. Share this with a friend. Find me on jenniferhurwitz.com and join my Facebook group, will you? It's so fun over there at Doing Relationships Right. Peace, love, and so much truth. Thanks for being here today. Bye. Hey, hey, thanks for listening to Doing Relationships Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, jenniferhurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening and see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.